My name is Deborah Mackey, and I've been living with pulmonary fibrosis since 2014. In the early stages, I would go through bouts of extreme pain when my lungs were being attacked, but I always bounced back and resumed a normal life. The ability to recover from the attacks came to an abrupt end in the spring of 2018. I was having trouble walking, talking, eating. I just couldn't catch my breath. My lungs weakened and I suffered a couple of pneumothorax episodes where my lung would collapse, resulting in emergency visits and hospitalization. These events led to my having recurrent panic attacks that I couldn't control. Then I was referred to Dr. Kaluri. She and her team took control of the situation. I started on CellCept medication to help control the lung attacks and oxygen to keep me moving. As the disease progressed, the ILD team kept adjusting the oxygen levels upwards until we had to order a second concentrator and go to 15 liters. I remember the moment when Dr. Kaluri asked me if I would consider going on the lung transplant list, and the answer was an immediate yes. She and Catherine were so happy, I got a thumbs up and huge smiles. To manage everyday life at home, in addition to the 15 liters of oxygen, Dr. Kaluri started me on a hydromorphone buckle or drop supplied to the inside of my cheek. This helped me, my racing heart to slow down enough to enable me to have a brief shower. It also helped me with my panic attacks, which were getting worse all the time. I got to the point where I knew my body was starting to shut down. Letters were written to my family members, and I arranged for palliative care. My husband, Colin, had total faith. He told me every day, "You will get your lungs." The phone rang late afternoon of May 7th, 2020, informing me that my lungs had arrived and to head out to the U of A hospital. We grabbed the already packed suitcase from the hall and headed to Edmonton for a double lung transplant. At this point, my care was passed from Dr. Kaluri's team to the transplant team. I can't say enough good things about both teams. Their care has been exceptional, and I would like to thank them from the bottom of my heart.